You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis. Matt Peck is away for this particular week. He'll be back next week. This is, I would say, one of the more important shows as it relates to ongoing planning for retirement. And a lot of you out there are getting to the stage where you're either, whether you're 50 years old and thinking about it, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, maybe you're in your late 50s, early 60s, you're retiring in the next 2 weeks, or maybe you're already retired. This type of information can really benefit you as it relates to retirement planning, specifically taxes. And I'm sure you've heard it before, but the freight train is coming. The tax train is coming. The writing's on the wall. Unfortunately, a lot of people are kind of just going on and doing their thing and not paying attention to it, Keith. And so with that being said, welcome to the show. How's everything going?
It's awesome. Thanks. I know we talk a little bit about the kids and stuff like that. So my kids, we took them up skiing for the first time ever. And I've never seen so many tears in my life.
Oh, I decided we're not a ski family.
Yeah, I kind of am starting to lean that way myself. The boots were too tight. So, I mean, hopefully they get back out there, give it another try. But, you know, they stuck it out for the full hour and a half lesson. And I have to give them, you know, credit for that. But it was, as a parent, it's kind of miserable to watch, you know, your two boys that go. And
those,
sadly,
boots are always tight.
My daughter would kill it. Yeah, she would. My two-year-old would have no problem with it because she's just tough and my two boys are not. That's the way I'd look at it.
It's what my wife was like, oh, wow, we should do more skiing and get the kids. I'm like, they're 8 and 11 now. I'm like, Kylie, when are we going to be this weekend alone?
Right.
This weekend alone, there was four or five basketball events.
Yeah, so it's
practices, game. Camden had two games in a practice. Paxton had a game.
It's impossible to fit it all in.
I'm like, I'm sorry, two games. It's five. Paxton had two games. So I'm like, when is that happening? When I'm coaching two of the leagues, so it's like, it's just a lot.
Your time is taxed.
Yeah.
To lead us into what we're going to talk about today.
They're going
to
start taxing. They may start taxing us on time. Yeah. How long, you know, time on earth and basically oxygen, how much oxygen you take in.
It's crazy.
I'm like, I'm going to take more deep breaths so I don't, my oxygen tax isn't going to be as high
exactly
in the future. Because that's, when it comes to planning, right? We always talk about, and I believe this, we've been doing this since 2003 when we started this firm. We're a fiduciary-based firm. We're here in Plymouth, obviously. A lot of you know, we have offices in Woburn, Hyannis, Plymouth here, obviously, Braintree, in Westboro. And that's where we meet clients and folks just like yourself that come in and get help each and every week, each and every year, since we started back in 2003. And the main difference of what we try to do for folks like you, here's the deal, Keith, is many folks listening right now, what they think they have as a plan is really a portfolio. So whatever you're doing today on this weekend, whether you're driving or whether you're sitting or whatever you're doing, I want you to think about what your plan looks like. And if you're thinking, whether you have an advisor or don't have an advisor, or whether you're do it yourself or you rely on others to help you, do you just have investments? Meaning you have maybe IRAs, 401k savings, you know, hey, I have, maybe you've saved up $500,000, $2 million, or $10 million. Doesn't matter. But maybe you have a certain amount of money and you think of that as your retirement plan. And maybe you meet with your advisor or you do it yourself and you meet once a year. And what do you talk about? Are you just talking about the market? Because the market has been really good recently. Everyone's saying, oh, look how much I made you. Well, you, not to be rude to anyone else, including ourselves who also manage money, but it would have been hard not to make a lot of money last year.
It's very easy to be complacent.
Or the last 12 years.
Exactly.
But when that's your plan, right? When that's your plan, if that's all you have and that's what you're listening and you say, yeah, that's what I do. I have a bunch of investments. I meet with my person or I look at my statements and that's my retirement plan. That's what I'm relying on. That is not a plan. That is I call that an incomplete plan. It's a good start to a plan, but it's incomplete. What I look at that, Keith, is if someone is starting in Massachusetts, right? And you have a car in your vehicle, right? That's your vehicle. And your destination is California, sunny California, right? So picture that, mm-hmm. picture that you're getting ready for that ride. Now, do you just get in your car without any belongings, no plan, and just start driving?
Just haphazardly go at it?
Well, that's like having, if you're, the car is like investments, right? If you just have investments in California's retirement, right?
Sure.
How are you going to, you know, that's exactly what it's doing. You're getting in your car and you're driving to California with no plan. What if a pothole? What if there are potholes? What if you have a change, something happens medically? What if there's a storm going through Kansas and you have to go around it? Whatever, there's 15,000 different variables that you're going to want to plan for, just like retirement. And what we see time and time again is that many folks have investments. Many folks have, hey, I'll go figure out how much I can take for Social Security each month. But very few folks that we sit down with for the first time, because over time they get a plan.
Right.
For the first time we sit down with folks in all different walks of life, they have a bunch of statements. We believe in five key areas. Having an income plan so that when you retire, your paycheck doesn't stop, it keeps coming. Having an investment plan to make sure it's managed, your investments are managed properly. We do that as well, but that's usually where most firms stop, right? And so from there you have healthcare. What are the plan for health? What's the plan for healthcare retirement? What's the plan for legacy and estate plan? And what we're talking about today, which is a huge, 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 huge plan, taxes. What is the plan for taxes going forward?
Yeah, we just look at all these different variables, like you said, on that trip to California. Well, your trip through retirement, what are some of the things that could come at you that you aren't expecting or you have not currently planned for? A great example, like you said a few minutes ago, was healthcare. You know, what if you have a healthcare issue? Have you planned for that? Have you looked at all aspects of planning around that potential, you know, exorbitant cost? It's very, very expensive. And I think one of the silent killers out there, or what will be one of the silent killers of people's portfolios, which not many people are accounting for, are what we're going to talk about on the show today, and that's taxes.
You have a huge opportunity because a lot of you have probably heard of David McKnight, and if you haven't, he has a really good documentary that he put out on the tax train. And so David McKnight, basically, he's known for his best-selling book called The Power of Zero. It was ranked in the top 10 for best financial resources in the country by Forbes magazine last year. It's now been turned into a full-length documentary film, which is amazing, called The Power of Zero, The Tax Train is Coming. And David will actually be a featured guest at our upcoming workshop. We're flying him in to discuss this with clients and folks just like yourself on February 12th. There's some space available, but it's literally 3 days away. It's going to be at the Marriott in Quincy, February 12th. I believe it's at 6 p.m., Keith. And really, the best way, if you want to get information, if you want to come learn, we're going to share some information going forward that's going to probably surprise you on how important taxes are and how it could be difference between success and failure in your retirement. I mean, this tax train is coming. You're just going to sit there and take it head on and pretend it's not there? When taxes go up down the road, or are we going to do something about it? And this is why we're flying in Dave McKnight, who developed this process and documentary on all the different reasons why taxes are most likely going up down the road. So if you want to sign up for this event, again, Marriott Boston and Quincy, very, very simple. So all you have to do is text the words, or the not the word, text the three letters, SHP, to the number 21,000. So text SHP to the number 21,000, so SHP to 21,000, and you can register. If you've saved up $500,000 or more, you can register for this event. Again, text SHP to the number 21,000. After the break, as we talked about, we're going to discuss a quote or some information that David Walker, the former comptroller, basically CPA of the U.S. under Bush and Clinton, of what he thinks about taxes. We're going to discuss that right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Did you know that most people's largest expense is their tax bill? Taxes are about a third or more of your total expenses. If you knew you could make a third more, what steps would you take? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, inviting you to a very important event. We are hosting David McKnight, author of the best-selling book, The Power of Zero, for a retirement and tax minimization event on February 12th, designed to help educate you on what it takes to potentially reach the 0% tax bracket. At our complimentary event, you'll hear David McKnight explain how the power of zero can help transform your life in retirement. Learn how to protect your retirement income, minimize your tax burden, and more by joining us on February 12th at the Marriott Boston Quincy at 6 p.m. RSVP now to learn how you can help reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpfinancial.com.
Today's retirees are faced with many challenges, such as figuring out how to best protect your nest egg from market volatility, inflation, and taxation. The financial waters can be tough to navigate. That's why SHP Financial is inviting you to join their team for a complimentary educational dinner event on Tuesday, February 18th or Thursday, February 20th at 6 p.m. at Legal Seafood in Braintree. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Certified financial planner Matthew Peck, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis are longtime hosts of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show and are dedicated to helping you address all of your retirement concerns. If you're at or near retirement age, you don't want to miss their special educational dinner event on February 18th or February 20th at Legal Seafood in Braintree. Seating is limited, so call now to register, 800-227-7777, or register online at shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So as we mentioned in the last segment, we are so into this tax planning, or the ability to plan for taxes when we're working with our clients and many folks just like yourself, because we see an opportunity right now that's not going to exist anymore. And even if, let's say that a new candidate gets in next year, they might start changing it next year, right?
Absolutely.
Because as it stands today, if you look at the history of cuts, there's only been a few times presidents have cut taxes in the U.S. And on multiple occasions, not too long after they were cut, they were again raised back again moving forward. And right now, as we know, when Trump went into office, he cut taxes, right? That was one of the things he did. And he repealed Obamacare. And now going forward, we're looking at a scenario where if we know taxes are lower now than they were just a couple of years ago, and we look at all the information where it looks like taxes are going up, what would be the unwise thing to do would be to do nothing.
Sit on your hands.
Right? Because I feel like if you don't plan, if you don't have a tax plan, we'll plan to pay more taxes.
That's what it is.
If you don't have a tax plan, prepare to plan to pay more taxes. That's what it is. And that's a lot of people avoid this.
Yeah. And if you look at the higher net worth, any higher net worth person that you talk to, they don't do just tax preparation where they go in, sit with their accountant, fill out the tax forms. They start at the beginning of the year.
Exactly.
And they start looking at ways to mitigate or better prepare themselves by the end of the year to take advantage of the tax code. Why do you think they are of higher net worth? They've been able to help themselves from a tax perspective, because no matter what happens, come April 15th, 2021, you're going to get a tax bill. You're going to have to settle up with the IRS. The question is, do you want to try to pay more or less? Or in the future, do you want to put yourself in a better position where you potentially are looking to pay less? Or in David's case, and what he tries to do, and that's why we're bringing him in, zero, if we can.
Exactly. Yeah, we're literally flying David McKnight up. We're going to hold an event at the Marriott Boston in Quincy. We think it's that important in
Absolutely.
Terms of like where taxes are going. And when you think of tax, people think tax preparation. I remember someone came in I met with a couple a few weeks ago, and they came in. They said, hey, you know, we love the tax angle, but we already have a CPA who does our taxes. And I said, no, that's completely different. We have a CPA that you can use as well that does taxes, but that's not what we're talking about. Someone who does your taxes is like driving a car and looking in the rearview mirror, right? You look in the rearview mirror, you see what's behind you. So a lot of folks just go into the meet with their accountant every year around this time, you know, February, March, April.
And what happened last year?
And they said, look in the rearview mirror. What happened last year? Oh, we owe $20,000? Okay, we'll write the check. Or we owe whatever amount? We'll just write the check. Well, what happens is we want to look at it out the windshield, right? We want to look, tax planning is looking at what's coming ahead and planning for it. So if you're looking ahead and you see a pothole, you go around it. You don't just blindly, aimlessly drive through the pothole and crush your suspension, right? You're going to go around it. And so I was with Dave McKnight, who's flying up, in his documentary that he did. He interviewed, you remember this, David Walker?
Absolutely.
And he actually interviewed him on the actual documentary. And David Walker was the former comptroller of the U.S. under Bush and Clinton.
So basically, means he's the accountant for the United States.
He was the accountant, basically, for the United States. So you think he sat on some pretty important meetings?
I think he did.
And I forget what he said on the documentary, but I heard a radio show or something. I forget where it was. But he had told on the radio set, said, I think taxes have a really good chance of doubling, right? And the radio shows, that might be a bit of a stretch. You know, if taxes double, that's a huge stretch. He said, and they said, why do you think that's the case? You know what he told them? He goes, there's an easy letter. It's an easy word. It's a four-letter word on why taxes could easily double in the future. And Keith, do you want to take a guess at that four-letter word, or are you kind of nervous?
Kind of nervous on that one.
You might want to just skip this one. Okay. I'll take it. Well, the four-letter word starts with an M and ends with an H, and it's called math. Look at the math. Look at the U.S. debt. Look at the interest on our debt. Keith, I think would you find a calculator that I wouldn't, if you want to be really nervous,
yeah,
go to this site. What's that site, Keith?
It's usdebtclock.com, and you can see it's almost every single second the amount of money that the U.S. is going in debt on Medicare, Social Security, unfunded liabilities, prescription drug unfunded liabilities. It's incredible, but it's also, we're not here to scare people, but it's frightening. You know, if you look at how fast this is going.
Well, that's the thing is, like, there's two tax systems out there, in my opinion. There's a tax system for the informed and a tax system for the uninformed, right? And I think people are so looking at, I need to save more, save more, save more, save more. Where paying less in taxes, to me, reducing taxes is even more important than saving more and then just creating more of a tax bomb down the road.
Yeah, and that two-set tax system that you said, the informed versus the uninformed, which one do you think the IRS wants you to fall into?
Uninformed.
Exactly, because that's more money in their pocket to be able to fund the country.
Well, they just cast their big net out, their fishnet, right?
That's it.
It's like that flypaper, and everyone just like kind of blindly sticks to it, and you just pay the piper. And we always say, that's great, but I want to be the informed. I want to kind of swim up to that fishnet and say, this
something doesn't look right.
Yeah, something doesn't look right here. What can I do to maybe change the course of action so I'm not 65, 70 years old with maybe 20, 30 years of life left? And here I am in the high, all of a sudden, taking my minimum distributions out, having Social Security taxed, paying double, triple Medicare premiums. Now, what? Maybe you thought you need $6,000-$7,000. Maybe you thought you need $100,000 a year. Well, if taxes go up, you might need $150,000 to take out of your portfolio to just get $100,000 after taxes. That's huge.
And how fast is that money going to go? All because of something that you can't control. Congress controls that. So like you said earlier in the show, Derek, is what if taxes go up, or we think taxes are going to go up? And when President Trump put this new tax law into place, one thing we do know is that there, no matter what happens, who's elected in November, there's a sunset in this. It ends 2025. So the end of 2025, so 2026 is when we revert back to the old tax code. Or at that point, does Congress take a look at it and even go higher? Because if you look at that unfunded liabilities and the debt clock, something has to happen. Something is going to happen where they need to start paying the piper. You can't just keep living off a credit card.
And you don't get a do-over in retirement. You don't get to go forward and say, let me go backwards and do what I should have done 20 years ago. You can't be keeping your head in the sand, you know. And I, like you said earlier, if you don't have a plan, If you don't have a tax plan, well, plan to pay more, right? You're going to have to plan to pay more. And that's why at SHP Financial, we do the things that everyone else does. We manage portfolios. We have all the options to build an income stream. Our fees range, and I'm upfront, some people don't, it's 0.6% to 1.1% a year, depending on asset level. But part of those fees includes ongoing tax planning, which sometimes could save tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars if you're planning appropriately. But you have to do it now. This time, the time to plan is now, not when it's too late. And we have a window of opportunity. So whether you've saved up $500,000, $2 million, or $10 million, there's some planning that you can do now that could benefit you substantially in retirement. So we're going to give you three quick, easy ways for you to find out more about how to do this. Number one, you can schedule a visit. There's no cost for the first visit at one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis. Or number two is to download our Retirement Roadmap ebook. It's a free book that you can download. To do either of those, all you have to do is go to shpfinancial.com to download the book or to schedule a meeting. But on this show, we're flying up this expert who's a best-selling author. He literally wrote a documentary movie that you can find, you can watch. It's amazing, on the power of taxes and what's happening in the future and the tax train that's coming. We have an event, very little time. If you want to sign up for the event, Quincy Marriott in Boston. If you're taking this seriously about your retirement, I'm telling you, this event's going to be super, super powerful. If you want to sign up for the event, text SHP to the number 21,000. Again, text SHP to the number 21,000. After the break, Keith and I are going to discuss a client that we walk through this process and how we were able to build a plan for them to save them a significant amount of taxes going forward. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Did you know that most people's largest expense is their tax bill? Taxes are about a third or more of your total expenses. If you knew you could make a third more, what steps would you take? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, inviting you to a very important event. We are hosting David McKnight, author of the best-selling book, The Power of Zero, for a retirement and tax minimization event on February 12th, designed to help educate you on what it takes to potentially reach the 0% tax bracket. At our complimentary event, you'll hear David McKnight explain how the power of zero can help transform your life in retirement. Learn how to protect your retirement income, minimize your tax burden, and more by joining us on February 12th at the Marriott Boston Quincy at 6 p.m. RSVP now to learn how you can help reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're here talking about taxes, and a lot of folks out there, when it comes to retirement planning, a lot of you listening maybe have a plan that involves having a portfolio, and you meet with a financial advisor once a year, and you're probably paying for some advice. Whether you're paying inside your portfolio with the funds that you own, or whether you're paying an advisor, most folks are paying around 1%. You know, sometimes actually, I've seen as high as 2, 2.5, 3.
Definitely.
So I'd say everyone, most people paying at least 1%. Our fees range from 0.6% to 1.1%, right? Pretty standard, but it doesn't just include managing a portfolio. It includes all these other things that we want to provide for our clients in our fiduciary-based firm that we started here in 2003, which includes looking at ways to save on taxes. We're not talking about tax preparation where we do a, you know, you get your 1099 and you look in the rearview mirror and see what you paid the year before. We're talking about the future of what's coming down the road and how important it is to get ahead of that. Because if we do nothing, this tax change is going to hit us head on. And that's why we're literally flying one of the best speakers that we know of in the country on the future of taxes. He's in a full documentary, best-selling author of a book around the future of taxes and how important it is to get ahead of it. And I know I wasn't cheering for Kansas City. I don't think you were either, Keith.
It was not.
We have a lot of friends out there. We do some work with some companies out that way, and our friends are very happy right now.
We don't like.
Which no, you probably shouldn't. I know. Yeah, I'm thinking about
kidding.
That. Because they were always miserable when we won.
Exactly.
So we have to be miserable for them.
That's kind of my thoughts.
That's how friends are, right? Bottom line is, in the spirit of that, I was thinking about like Wizard of Oz, right? Remember the movie? I used to love that movie.
Absolutely.
Growing up. My kids now watched it. If you're sitting there and you're in that house that she was in and you're seeing a tornado just barreling down at you, are you just going to sit there and be like, oh, I see a tornado coming, I'm going to sit here and just keep on doing my regular housework, or I'm going to go play in the field and just relax? Or are you going to get down in that bunker?
I'm hiding.
I'm getting down in that bunker like the rest of her family did, Dorothy's family, and I'm hiding because that's a plan to avoid getting steamrolled and being uplifted in the tornado, right? A lot of folks right now are sitting there going through life and not even paying attention to the future of where taxes are going, right? And so how do people save now, Keith? What's the message, and how do people save money usually?
Well, and that's just it. I think what we have to do is kind of put it in folks' minds that how they've been conditioned to save over the last 25, 30 years, their working years, by putting money into what we call pre-tax accounts. These are things like IRAs, 401ks, 403Bs, 457 plans. These are all great avenues to save, because as you make those contributions, you get that tax right off in that year. So if you make $100,000 and you put $10,000 in, you show $90,000 as income for that year. So that's how we've all been conditioned to save. We've all been told this is what you need to do. The problem with that is it's just perpetuating the eventual, you know, tax that you're going to owe on that. And what do I mean by that? I always can like kind of compare it to a hypothetical mortgage. Let's say
most people either have or have experience having a mortgage.
And let's say, for instance, we made this deal with the IRS. That's what you've done with the way that you've saved in these types of accounts. You've made a deal with the IRS. So let's say you said, hey, you know, Uncle Sam, you're going to give me a mortgage and I'm not going to have to make any payments for the next, say, 25, 30 years on this mortgage, right? But when the time comes for me to make these payments, or in this case, we'll revert it back to the way we've saved, take these distributions, right? The unknown is what the tax rate is going to be when you take these distributions. So the IRS is holding the cards. You've made this deal and there's this huge unknown that when we take these distributions, you know, for myself, I'm 42. If I have an IRA and I take a distribution when I'm 70, what is my tax rate going to be?
Which really,
I don't know. Why would I save like that?
Well, they shouldn't call it an individual retirement account, because it should be called a joint retirement account with Uncle Sam. Because if you don't know what think about that. If you don't know what the rate is of what the taxes you're paying on that account, right? Then let's say that could be 25, 30, 40%
of that account.
Of that account that's not even yours, right? So you think I have $1 million in my 401k?
Nope, you have 600,000.
Sorry, you get about 600 or whatever the case may be. But that's we don't even know what it will be in the future. Now,
that's
everyone has retirement accounts. And you should always use retirement accounts when you get the match, because
100%
free money. Even though it's taxable, it's free money. You can't beat free money. But beyond that, people have to think about how they're saving, right? And as you remember, Keith, from the example, a while back, we had Charlie and Linda in. And when they came into our office, they had listened to the radio show. And they had kind of had little reservations because they said, you know what? We haven't done any of this stuff they're talking about. I feel like this is more advanced than where we're at. It doesn't matter. Whether you have, if you're listening and you have you've done no planning, maybe you've done a little bit of planning, or maybe you have this super high-end advanced plan, this is the information by working with us and coming in for a visit that you could benefit from, right? And this is real planning. And so Charlie and Linda had saved a good amount of money between retirement accounts, 401ks, and a little bit in like checking savings, but most of it was in retirement accounts. What we did is we did a tax analysis. We did a complimentary tax analysis for them because they were concerned, just like we were, about where taxes are going. And when we analyzed their portfolio, we figured, all right, you're going to have to take out minimum distributions that you have to take out. You're going to have to pay some capital gains if you reinvest the distributions and you don't use it. And then when you pass away, your heirs are going to have to pay taxes on that as well. So if we did nothing, if we just put our heads in the sand, did nothing, assuming they lived to be about 85, 90 with a 4 or 5% return on their money, they were going to be paying about $440,000 in taxes just on that one account, right? Just on one account.
Wow.
And so with proper planning, and it depends on everyone's situation because theirs was different than maybe yours, but a lot of you out there with proper planning can save tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes by getting ahead of this problem.
And don't, like I said earlier, most folks have saved this way. And I always ask this question when I'm doing public speaking or something like that around taxes. How many of you have an IRA, a 401k? How many of you know the tax ramifications or the taxes you owe on that? Isn't that something you should know or want to know? And one other thing to think about, folks, is right now, and we talk about this week in and week out on the show, we have a window of opportunity because right now taxes, in our opinion, are as low as they're going to be. I mean, you got to think about this tax train is coming. David's coming in to speak for us at the Quincy Marriott to teach folks about where the future landscape and what that looks like and how come we all believe taxes are going to go up in the future. So right now is the time to take advantage of these low tax rates and reposition or help better position yourself in the future.
And I completely agree, Keith. And whether you're in your 50s and you have another 10, 15 years of work, maybe you're in your 60s and you're ready to retire shortly, or maybe you're already retired, there's things that you can do today to potentially save tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes in the future. And this is real planning. We talked about, I remember there was an episode of like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner, and I think they pushed him on the Roadrunner pushed Wile E. Coyote onto the tracks, right? He pushed his little cabin. He was in the cabin. He pushed him on the train tracks. And I think, if I remember correctly, Wile E. Coyote looks out the window, sees this train coming, just says, oh, well, puts the shade down and just gets slammed by this train. And that's, I look at it from a tax standpoint, if we're not doing anything, guess what's going to happen? The tax train, as Dave McKnight calls it, is coming for us. And I can give so many examples, but I think saving and reducing taxes is even more important than saving more money, especially if you're getting close to or in retirement. And so what I recommend, again, whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, whether you saved up $500,000, $2 million, or $10 million, these are strategies that could really benefit you significantly going forward. But don't procrastinate. These are things you can do today. So we have three ways that we can help you. The first two are simple. One, you can book a visit at one of our offices, either in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. There's no cost to do so. You sit down with one of our fiduciary-based team members over a cup of coffee and do what's called a tax analysis on your situation to see what you will pay if you do nothing. If you don't have a tax plan, just remember, plan to pay more. Or you can download a copy of our ebook, The Retirement Roadmap, that goes through all different plans and scenarios that you should have for your retirement, as well as, more importantly, the thing we're talking about today, taxes. Finally, which is the main thing we're going to do, it's kind of down to the crunch here, we're down to the wire, we're flying up an expert to do a presentation, and it's going to be February 12th, and it's going to be at the Marriott in Boston in Quincy. It's going to be in Quincy, and we have some spots available. He's going to give you his thoughts and his research on where taxes are going and how to do some things to prepare for this. If you want to sign up for the event, text SHP to the number 21,000. So literally just text when you're not driving, obviously, just text the three letters SHP to the number 21,000, and then you can sign up for this event this coming week. There's only a couple days to do so, so make sure you do this today. When we get back, we're going to continue this discussion because one of the things that just passed is called the SECURE Act. And all this stuff we're talking about in taxes, unfortunately, there's a couple of laws that were passed. This law that was passed might make things even worse than how we've mentioned it already. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Does your plan for retirement incorporate a tax-efficient strategy? Because we think it should. Join SHP Financial at our upcoming educational event with renowned author David McKnight, known for his best-selling book, The Power of Zero. David has helped with thousands of Americans on the road to the 0% tax bracket for more than two decades. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com to reserve your seat at SHP Financial's special educational event on Wednesday, February 12th at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Boston in Quincy. With the new SECURE Act recently being signed into law and a changing political climate, it's crucial for you to understand how your future retirement and tax situation may be impacted. Now is the time to find out. Join SHP Financial and David McKnight on February 12th in Quincy. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com today to register. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
We've been talking a lot about on this show of how we're flying up David McKnight this Wednesday, and we have some space available. We're having a workshop this coming Wednesday at the Marriott Boston in Quincy, Mass. And David McKnight wrote a book, and it became a documentary film called The Power of Zero. And so why are we doing this? Because tax season's upon us, but it's not enough to just think about taxes once or twice a year. Keith and I were talking about that earlier. A lot of the investing and retirement planning moves you make now and in the future will have a huge impact on your overall tax situation moving forward. There's a massive freight train bearing down on the average American investor, and it's coming in the form of, we've talked about the entire show, higher taxes. The U.S. government has made trillions of dollars in promises for programs like Social Security, Medicare, it simply can't afford to keep. The only way to deliver on these promises is to do what, Keith?
Raise taxes.
And the only way to do that is, it's simple math, right? It's just simple math. Some experts have thought that tax rates may double during this period. But unfortunately, I feel like most Americans, you've saved the majority of your money in things like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. And if tax rates go up, how much of your hard-earned money will you really get to keep? How much do you own? And how much does Uncle Sam own? Well, The Power of Zero, which is the presentation that's being put on this particular Wednesday, February 12th, provides you with a step-by-step roadmap on how to get to the 0% tax bracket, effectively eliminating tax risk from your retirement picture, because taxes are a risk and a threat that many people don't look at. Why is its 0% tax rate so powerful? Because if tax rates double two times, what's zero times two, Keith?
Zero.
Was that a question?
Zero.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. It's zero. So the day of reckoning is fastly approaching. So come to this event. I mean, we have some space available. This is for you, our radio listeners and our clients. To book the event, just text the three letters of our company, SHP, text SHP to the number 21,000, and you'll be able to sign up for the event right there. So just text SHP to 21,000. All right, Keith, so we have the SECURE Act, right? There's many different things that come into the SECURE Act. Usually, most of them involve taxes and different options within 401k plans, but for the sake of this show, what are the two things that a lot of our clients are concerned about, or some of the things that we're doing as a firm to begin to plan for?
Yeah, some major highlights when it comes to retirement or, you know, planning in general, yeah. Right? So one of the big ones, and most of you have probably already heard this, is RMDs, the required minimum distribution. So those accounts you've been saving in these pre-tax accounts, Let's say you get to the point where you realize, hey, look, I'm in retirement. I don't even need these funds. I'm never going to touch these funds. I don't want to use these funds. Well, guess what? The government says you have to, or the IRS says you have to, because they want their tax revenue. So that used to occur, or what was called the required minimum distribution, used to occur at 70 and a half. What they've done is they've pushed that age to 72. So small change from 70 and a half to 72. I thought 70 and a half was kind of quirky anyways, but it is what it is. Makes it a little bit easier to plan for everyone out there. So what does this do? I mean,
you may be thinking, great, I have two more years before I have to wait.
Well, you just yes. Well, to us, that's two more years of tax planning that we can do with the family that we're working with.
Correct.
We think, and you know, we truly believe that the best tax planning years that you have are between the ages of 59 and a half and now 72. Doesn't mean we can't do things after 72.
Or before 59.
Or before 59 and a half. But those are kind of the sweet spot for a lot of folks that are preparing and starting to look at retirement and how they're going to drive income in retirement and how they want to keep their money as opposed to sending it to the federal government.
Keith, I want to reiterate that point. It's so important because for those of you out there that have saved $500,000 or more, whether it's $500,000, $2 million, $10 million, whatever the number is, if you've saved $500,000 or more in your IRA, 401ks, and you're between the ages of 59 and 72, if you are close to those ages, that's the optimal time where you can really take advantage.
You need to start.
You just need to start. There's no way around it. If you're not doing it, your retirement plan is incomplete. Right?
Absolutely.
We want to make it complete. And what's the other major change?
The second major change has to do with inheritance, and it's inheriting these same types of accounts. They're now becoming, how do I put this, an issue, I guess, is the way I would look at it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Any money that you decide to leave behind to the next generation or the generation after that, kids or grandkids, it's nice. You know, a lot of folks that I deal with never inherit anything from their parents. But now folks that specifically want to leave money behind, they want to do so tax efficiently, right? You don't want to create an issue. You're trying to do this nice thing. And then here we go, we're throwing this huge tax bomb in the next generation's lap. So what the rule that changed was, previously, you used to be able to inherit an IRA or a pre-tax account and be able to stretch that, or the beneficiary was able to stretch that over their lifetime, or be able to take distributions over their lifetime.
Which usually wouldn't hurt them too bad because it was just a little bit each year.
Just a small amount every single year. Well, that has now changed, and what the IRS has done is they made you compress those distributions to 10 years. So you could take it out over 10 years. So, you know, divide the account. Say you're giving $500,000 to the next year. That's $50,000 a year, you know, give or take with interest. Or you could take it over 5 years. Or the beneficiary could take it over 5 years.
1 year.
Or they could take it at the end, all in 1 year. Either way, it could create some serious tax issues, because if you think about it, for your loved ones, because if you think about it, a lot of folks unfortunately pass when their kids are in their main earning years or in their strong earning years. Well, if they're in strong earning years and then you're throwing this money on top of it, trust me, folks, the IRS is not dumb. They've done the math and kind of figured out this whole thing, right?
Yes.
Well, now and say tax rates go up. Well, who's getting the majority of that money? It's almost like a 50-50 split between the IRS and your kids.
Yes, that's crazy. And no, it's crazy, Keith. So a lot of people that work with us, right? Some people that work with us, they want to work with our estate planning attorney and our CPA, and it becomes one team and everyone's on the same page, which is great. Sometimes folks enjoy their current tax preparer, CPA, and we work alongside them. We're just part of the team. And to illustrate my point, Keith, I had a call with someone recently. I'll be quick about this. I had a call with my CPA, with a CPA for a client I work with, and I said, hey, my client, Joanne, this is what we're looking to do. We're looking to move a bunch of retirement money over to something tax-free, pay a little bit of taxes now, but avoid doing it down the road. And this is a CPA. He goes, Derek, no-brainer. Make sure you do that right away. Do it every year. The way I think taxes are going to be down the road, we have to take advantage of this opportunity. That's coming from a CPA, right? Not here at SHP. So this is so important, folks. The first step, again, if you can come, it's this Wednesday. We have an event, The Power of Zero. How to get, you know, different strategies to potentially get into a 0% tax bracket. coming up this Wednesday. It's going to be held at 6 p.m. It's going to have a dinner as well. They were flying up David McKnight, Marriott Boston in Quincy.
Yes. Right?
There we go. Either way, if you want to sign up now, text SHP to the number 21,000. Again, text SHP to the number 21,000, and you can sign up for the event right now. After this little break, Keith and I are going to come back and give you our top two important takeaways from today's show. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Today's retirees are faced with many challenges, such as figuring out how to best protect your nest egg from market volatility, inflation, and taxation. The financial waters can be tough to navigate. That's why SHP Financial is inviting you to join their team for a complimentary educational dinner event on Tuesday, February 18th or Thursday, February 20th at 6 p.m. at Legal Seafood in Braintree. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Certified financial planner Matthew Peck, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis are longtime hosts of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show and are dedicated to helping you address all of your retirement concerns. If you're at or near retirement age, you don't want to miss their special educational dinner event on February 18th or February 20th at Legal Seafood in Braintree. Seating is limited, so call now to register, 800-227-7777, or register online at shpworkshops.com. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So if you don't know by now, after listening to this show, you should probably understand that taxes are going to be a huge issue in any plan that you have as it relates to retirement. Taxes have to be factored in. And I talked about this earlier in the show, but a lot of folks out there have a portfolio and their goal is retirement, right? I equate that to having a car and the goal is getting to California. Let's say you're going on a nice vacation, right? You're not just going to get in the car and start driving if that's all you have is a portfolio and your goal is to get to retirement. You're not just going to drive the car and drive aimlessly over potholes, into storms, into tornadoes, hurricanes. You're going to have a plan to make that ride as smooth as possible, see some sights along the way, and not stress yourself out. Same thing in retirement. If you just have a pile of investments and no plan, what are you doing about all these things that could be a risk, like healthcare, the stock market volatility, taxes? All these risks that come into play, we want to make sure that you have a complete plan. And on today's show, we're talking about, unfortunately, there's a lot of things that folks listening right now, a lot of you, just like yourself, you maybe have a plan, you maybe have a portfolio, but you haven't thought about all these other factors that could contribute to your retirement, like taxes, like healthcare. And we just want to make sure that you take the time to plan for it. Because if you don't plan for taxes, plan to pay more, right? If you don't have a tax plan, plan to pay more in taxes. Simple as that. So Keith, what was your big takeaway today?
Yeah, so many times folks come in and they talk to us about, okay, here's my portfolio. I'm nervous about the market or I'm really excited about the market. Let's talk about the potential risks that I have in my portfolio when it comes to the market. And I think one of the big risks that most folks don't look at are tax risk, right? The risk that taxes will go up most likely, and I can't guarantee it, but most likely they're going to go up in the future, given the fact that where we are as a country, all the debt and unfunded liabilities that we do have. So tax risk is a huge thing because, as we talked about earlier, if you need X number of dollars to live on and you have to pull Y at whatever tax rate, and then tax rates go up, you're potentially depleting that portfolio much faster, or you're going to have to change your lifestyle to make sure that the money lasts as long as you do. So folks come in here all the time, they're like, can I retire? Do I have enough money? Well, yes, if it's done correctly. And the things you need to think about are how much risk you carry when it comes to market exposure and what would a downturn look like in the market and how would that affect your income. But I think one of the most underutilized or under
planned for, almost
planned for risks that you have are, okay, now you're getting this income, you're going along, and all of a sudden Congress rewrites the tax laws and you're paying an extra 5-10% in taxes that was not accounted for, that we need to account for, we need to plan for now.
But Keith, taxes are only one piece. Once you start paying more in taxes, you can have your Medicare premium double or triple. It's a compound effect that keeps hitting you in different ways. And it's the old adage, if you don't have a plan, well, plan to fail, right? And so that's what we're trying to do here. We're really trying to help folks out, because when you build a plan, and you can't just do this willy-nilly, when you build a plan and it's implemented properly, it's implemented correctly, it could lead to a ton of success and a lot of savings in retirement. So what do you do? You know, what are the next steps? And again, at SHP Financial, we're a fiduciary-based firm. We've always tried to provide full-level services, from investments to income, healthcare planning, legacy planning, and estate planning, tax planning, all under one roof. There's three things you can do right now to begin working towards this plan, right? And we talked about this earlier, but there's three simple ways. One is to book a visit, no cost, at one of our company offices, either Plymouth, Woburn, Westboro, Hyannis, or Braintree. Two, you can download a copy of our ebook. And to do either of those, to get a copy of our book or to schedule a complimentary review, go to shpfinancial.com. Right? Easy. Go to shpfinancial.com, get the book, schedule your review right there. Or what we think is more impactful, if you have time, this Wednesday, February 12th, it's coming up, we're flying up David McKnight, who wrote a book on taxes. He wrote The Power of Zero, how to get in a 0% tax bracket in retirement. What are the steps to do so? And he even has a documentary on this. He's coming to speak at the Quincy Marriott this Wednesday, February 12th at 6 p.m. To sign up, just text SHP to the number 21,000. Again, that's SHP. Just text those three letters to the number 21,000, and you can sign up for the event right now, whether you've saved up 500,000, 2 million, or 10 million. This is information that could seriously benefit you in your retirement. Thank you, as always, for listening and for your support. We look forward to talking to you again next week on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you as always by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.